Welcome to this podcast with me, Steve Griffiths. Let me ask you a question. Are you kind? How can you be more kind? Why is it important? The world needs more kindness. On the whole, I think we live in a kind world. I know the media is filled with stories about unkindness and hate, but that's because negativity sells and attracts views. But on the whole, people are fairly kind, but we still need more kindness. That's always been the case, of course, and in Psalm 141, which we're thinking about today, it was the experience of David who wrote the psalm that he was on the receiving end of deep unkindness from others. And he wrote this psalm trying to work out how to deal with that. David recognized the unkindness in the nation, and he knew that as a follower of God, he had to find a way to live in that society without succumbing to the unkind words and behaviors that he saw all around him. And for us as Christians, we are in the same position. How do we live and act in a world that at times is deeply unkind without falling into the trap of being like that ourselves? Bizarrely, to seek the way of kindness is seen by many as an odd thing to do. But as Christians, kindness has to be the norm. So how do we live kindly? How do we prepare ourselves to be kind people? Well, that's what this psalm fundamentally is all about. And there's four things to draw out from this psalm in this regard. Firstly, that kindness springs from a right relationship with God. In verses 1 and 2 of the psalm, David writes this, "I call upon you, O Lord, come quickly to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to you. Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice." David was aware of the problems in the nation, and he knew that the foundation for keeping himself separate from that was to be in a right and prayerful relationship with God. David knew, as we all know, that we don't have the strength in ourselves to avoid the temptation of going with the crowd. It happens with me, and I'm sure it happens with all of us, that we might be sitting with a group of friends, enjoying a glass of wine or something, and the conversation begins to turn a little bit unkind. We might start to criticize someone, or a bit of gossip might start going around. And we know that the right thing to do is to say, "Hey guys, this is really not appropriate, is it? Can we change the conversation?" But it's hard to do that. It's hard to go against the flow and stand up for what is right. David knew that when he wrote this psalm, and so he asks God to change his heart so that he would become more prayerful, so that he would become more inclined to do the right thing when it's needed. "I call upon you, O Lord. Come quickly to me. Give ear to my voice when I call you. Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice." If we want to have a kind relationship with the world, we need first to have a worshipful relationship with God, to have God at the center of our thoughts and actions, so that then radiates outwards in how we interact with other people. A relationship with Jesus Christ is how we experience true love shown towards us, and that experience of love then transforms how we respond to others. And so moving on to our second point from this psalm, that desire to serve God and to show kindness impacts what we say and how we behave. In verses 3 and 4, David writes this, "Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not turn my heart to any evil, to busy myself with wicked deeds, in company with those who work iniquity. Do not let me eat of their delicacies." Set a guard over my mouth. Do not turn my heart to any evil. If we want to show kindness, we need to ask God to guard our mouths and our hearts. And it's interesting that David prioritizes speech here. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about our speech because we know that words can destroy people. Words can destroy communities. Gossip, slander, lies, criticism, spreading rumors, these are not the types of behavior that are acceptable before God. And they're not acceptable in the church. Set a guard over my mouth. Do not turn my heart to any evil. The gospel of Jesus Christ that we are called to live and proclaim is a gospel of soothing words, loving words, kind words, encouraging words. We are called to build one another up, not tear one another down. That is not the way of Christ. We should speak only words that heal and encourage. We must learn to use words wisely. And that brings us on to the third point from this psalm, which is to say that correction is different from judgment. and that in our words we may be called to correct someone, but from a position of love and kindness and encouragement. In verse 5, David writes this, "Let the righteous strike me, let the faithful correct me." Now this is hard for us all to hear, because we don't like to be corrected, do we? But the ability to receive correction, which is very different from judgment, is very important. We cannot grow as Christians unless we are willing to be corrected. In the letter to the Hebrews in the New Testament, it says this, "Let us spur one another on towards love and good deeds." And part of that spurring on is to correct one another in love. We are all broken people, and we all need correcting. But it takes wisdom and courage to engage in that. In society today, we seem to have lost the art of kind correction and replaced it with judgmentalism. Correction is a kindness. It helps to edify and build character. Correction has to come from prayer and a sense that this is God's word to someone. Otherwise, it's just us getting something off our chest. Correction is not judgment. Correction seeks to build up and edify, not destroy or humiliate or embarrass. So kindness comes out of a right and prayerful relationship with God. Kindness is worked out through how we speak and act. Kindness is built up through prayerful correction. And finally, kindness has a long-term impact. In verses 5 and 6, David writes this, "My prayer is continually against wicked deeds. When they are given over to those who shall condemn them, then they shall learn that my words were pleasant." At some point, all things will come under God's judgment. And as David writes here, "Then they shall learn that my words were pleasant." As Christians, we need to speak only words of kindness, undertake only acts of kindness. And one day, that will be vindicated, and the power of kindness will triumph over everything else. "Then they shall learn that my words were pleasant." Kindness and love shall prevail. And we want to be part of a movement of kindness, a movement of love. So be kind, love one another, say only kind things, do only kind things. In that way, we will be honouring God in how we live our lives. Well, I hope you found this a useful podcast. Please feel free to contact me to carry on the conversation. My email ID is steve.griffiths@london.anglican.org. So whatever you're doing this week, my prayer for you is that you will know God's kindness to you and that you will be able to share that kindness with others. And I look forward to being with you again soon. Bye-bye.